Are either one of these any good?
Time for your Hollywood hits.
Wow, this is a good movie.
And misses.
It's so bad!
It's George Wolf on 101.9 POR.
Always a pleasure every Friday morning at this time to talk to George Wolf at madwolf.com. That's Mad with two D's, who is not only the most knowledgeable movie person that I know, but also a fine American.
Oh, wow.
Well, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
I don't know him that. I don't know him that well. I won't sign off on that. But he does know movies. Hi, buddy. What's going on this week?
Thank you. Well, how about a young ballet dancer vampire?
Yes.
I'm gonna pass.
I'm here for this.
Ballet dancer vampire.
Yeah. What do you got next?
Yeah. It's called Abigail.
This is hot right now.
Abigail.
Yeah. Abigail and this group of people is. They think they're kidnapping her because her father is rich and powerful. And all they got to do is sit with her overnight in this mansion, and in the morning they'll get the money. But they've actually been kind of hunted, and they're going to try to survive the night in the mansion while she hunts them.
Nice. And
you know, it's from the same people that did the movie Ready or Not a few years ago.
Ooh, fun.
Where the bride was kind of trapped in a mansion fighting the family. So a little bit of it is the same sort of a premise. And it's fun. It's not quite as fun as Ready or Not was, but it is fun.
Mm.
And, you know, it takes a little while to get bloody. But when it does get bloody, it's a bloody mess.
Yeah.
So
cool.
if you're up for that. So, yeah.
What's it rated?
It's rated R.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
It's next question, Joe.
I was going to ask that. Go ahead. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, I was going to say, just early on, you think it's just for language, but then it does get messy.
Cool.
I earned that R later, yeah.
So is it for the violence? Is it for the violence?
Yeah.
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 So there's no boobies in it, is what you're saying.
No.
All right.
Aw.
No.
Disappointing.
All right, what else you got?
We got an action thriller called The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Ooh.
I first saw a trailer for this, like, a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's interesting because it's based on a true story. Apparently, this is from files from Winston Churchill that were declassified in 2016. And then people found out about this mission from back in 1942 that apparently the main guy, who's played by Henry Cavill, was the early inspiration for the James Bond character by Ian Fleming because of this really secret mission that these people undertook, and it had to do with cutting off the supply lines to Hitler's U-boats that were so successful in the war that the people the other side couldn't get around these U-boats. So they thought, well, if we can cut off their supply line, then we can cut off the U-boats, and that was what the mission was. And it's an interesting mission. It's just the movie version is sort of plodding, and you're hoping for the fun that the trailer promises, which really doesn't come. It's one of those that starts. You start looking at your watch.
Is it a comedy? It looks like a comedy.
Mm.
It's not really. It has those those droll British asides that are like so amusing.
But
I
will hate it.
Oh, God.
I really wouldn't call it a comedy. It needs more of that. Actually,
it could use
more of that. So it's an interesting story. I just don't think it's told as interestingly as it should, because it's one where, I'd like to know more about this, but not presented this way. So I was kind of disappointed. It sort of made a very interesting story kind of boring.
You know, George,
that's so depressing.
Everything that comes from Britain, television, movies, sucks. That's what you need to know.
Take that back.
It's horrible. It's snooty. They just think they're better than everybody, and it's like, we don't even have to have a movie because we have accents. We'll talk about it. I hate British people.
I mean, but Reacher is in this, and Superman.
Hey, I got
there's a lot of names in this movie.
Yeah.
Right, but
they're
all talking British, so I don't want to hear that crap. When I see Superman on screen, I want him to talk like freaking Superman.
But he's actually British.
I don't care. He's not in the when he's Superman.
Who's
Superman
beefier?
Ain't British.
Who's more beefy,
anyways,
though?
Anyways, I have an assignment for you, George. From now on, I'd like you to do your movies, and then can you just come up with, and the Joe movie of the week, and then be like, Dude, Where's My Car is streaming on Hulu.
Okay. Yes.
You know what I mean? Can you give me, one that I'll watch?
I can. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Roadhouse is on Peacock.
But you already watched that.
But the old Roadhouse.
Oh.
Stupid movies.
Okay.
I got to dumb it down a little. When you start talking about British people, I'm like, I don't even want to listen anymore.
Oh, no.
U-boats and whatever.
Oh, I love British people. I
the
like
Joe
movies.
Movie.
Yes. Yeah. I need a Joe movie pick of the week.
With boobs.
Okay.
Yes, or something with boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Is that too much to ask?
I think we can do that.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah,
I look forward to it.
You need help. Those are so hard to find on the internet.
Oh.
Tasteful boobs.
Yeah, hard to find on the internet. Not in this room. I got a couple of them.
Hey-oh.
And it's not because I'm fat, John. It's you two with the boobs. You two with the boobs.
I have boobs.
Well, in that case, I'm done talking. George Wolf, madwolf.com. Check out the website. Appreciate it, George. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you guys.
I couldn't
what
even
does
talk.
That word?
Say? Appreciate it, George. Have a great weekend. Take two.
Bye.